Let me tell you something most leaders don't say out loud. Pressure works for a while. Deadlines, goals, urgency, push harder, do more, move faster. And it gets results until it doesn't. Until your team burns out. Until your message feels forced. Until your mission starts to feel heavy. Hey, welcome back to the Million Dollar Nonprofit. I'm Tom Kelly. And today, we're talking about the quiet power of leading from purpose, not pressure. Because the best leaders don't just drive results, they create energy that lasts. Let's start with the truth. Pressure creates motion. Purpose creates momentum. Motion is short-term, fast, reactive. Momentum is long-term, sustainable, compounding. If you're always pushing, you're always starting over. But if you're building from purpose, things keep moving, even when you step back. That's the difference. Let's break it down into a simple framework. Anchor, align, activate. Step one, anchor. What is your real reason? Not your goal, not your target, your why. Why does this work matter? Why does it exist? Why does it matter to you? Because when things get hard, goals won't hold you. Purpose will. Here's a ChatGPT prompt. Help me clarify the core purpose behind our nonprofit in a way that is simple, emotional, and easy to communicate. Now your foundation is clear. Step two, align. Your actions, your systems, your messaging should all reflect that purpose. If your purpose is connection, but your emails feel robotic, you're misaligned. If your purpose is impact, but your team feels disconnected, you're misaligned. Alignment creates trust. This is where your tools matter. A CRM like DonorBooks shouldn't just track donors. It should help you build relationships. That's alignment. Same with your events. Platforms like Charity Auctions Today shouldn't just process bids. They should create meaningful experiences. That's alignment. Step three, activate. Purpose alone isn't enough. It needs to move people. Clear actions, simple steps. Consistent invitations. Example, you can help one family tonight. That's purpose in motion. Let me say this clearly. People don't burn out from meaningful work. They burn out from meaningless pressure. Another insight, purpose reduces friction. When your team understands why, they don't need constant pushing. They move on their own. They care. They take ownership. That's leadership. Let's talk real talk. If everything in your organization depends on pressure, you're building something fragile. The moment pressure drops, everything slows. But when purpose is strong, momentum continues, even without you pushing. Here's another prompt. Rewrite this internal message to focus on purpose and meaning instead of urgency and pressure. Now your tone shifts. Another insight, quiet leadership is powerful, not louder, not more intense. Clear. Consistent, grounded. That's what people follow. Let's bring this home. Your three action steps. First, write down your core purpose in one clear sentence. Second, review your last five messages and see if they reflect that purpose. Third, replace one pressure-driven message with a purpose-driven one this week. Yeah, that's how you shift. Tomorrow, we're diving into the future. The future of philanthropy isn't human versus AI. It's human with AI. Because the best organizations won't replace people, they'll empower them. Don't forget to subscribe and hit the link in the description of this episode to grab my book, The Million Dollar Nonprofit, completely free. It's packed with frameworks to help you scale your mission without burning out your team. Lead with purpose and pressure becomes optional. See you tomorrow.